we're going to stop with the Valentina story.
Where you want to start? Starts it
start,
there?
Yes. Yes. So this was the winter of maybe 1942 to 1943, I
yes,
think.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but we'll see that. So where did you meet her? And
well, I was working and for the railroad in that warehouse. I was most of the day on the phone, and there was a phone that you have to always call the operator, and through the phone I had a very soft talking girl, the operator, and I asked her for a date, and we had a date. On the road home from work, we met in the heavy snow, and then we started the date. And we create a relationship.
So how do you propose to her the date? Just on the phone?
On
by
the
joking?
Phone to meet, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing special, just to meet, and we had a lot of fun because we talked a lot in the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
So like we knew each other already.
But you met at a movie, or you met?
No, in the street.
In the street.
Okay. Walking, she was walking home from work. She told me that this, at the hour she'll be here.
Mm-hmm.
And there we met.
Okay. Okay. And what kind of relationship?
Well, she was very cute and soft. And we went out, and then...
When what did that mean, going out? It mean going to the
to
movies?
The movies, mm-hmm. Yes. There was no more where to go out there, except
uh-huh.
in the snow.
How large or small was that town where you were?
A village.
It was a village.
Actually, they call it a railroad station.
Okay.
Yeah. For Russian standard, it was a small town. But,
remind me the name of that town.
Knyazpogost.
Knyazpogost. Pogost. Was a triage station. Small town. In that time, the movies that you would go and see in a theater,
mm-hmm.
they would be all black and white, but they were all talking already.
Yes, yes.
And the quality of the pictures was okay?
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Okay.
But everything was, most of them was Soviet propaganda, naturally.
So the majority of the movies
yes.
you saw were Russian movies?
We didn't see an American or something like that.
Did you see in the great Russian movies like Alexander Nevsky or these type of movies?
No.
No.
They didn't show those
artistic movie.
Yeah, they didn't. I don't remember. Maybe they showed places, but not there.
Okay. So what happened with Valentina?
Well, we went out for a mm-hmm. while, and we knew each other, we had nice times, and when her area was free from war, because the place from where she comes was not under occupation yet, but from Finland they used to bomb there, so all that area they moved them to all kind of different areas in inland. And one day there came an order that their territory they can go back.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And naturally she wanted me to go back with her there, which when she came, but I wasn't ready for it. And the first thing was that I couldn't get away from the railroad. And that's when she left. And
it was Karelia? What is the name of that?
Wait a minute. Karela Finskaya Republic. Karela, it's in the map if you want to see. That's what they call Karela Finskaya Republic.
Okay. So she was already calling you like her husband, and did you know her family, and were you friendly?
Mother.
Were you friendly with
her? Very.
Okay.
A mother and a younger sister, and older brother got killed. He was a pilot, a Russian pilot, which I didn't know. So they went back to their homeland. And that was the end of it.
Okay. So following that, she tried to get back in touch with you.
Yes.
Okay. And mostly through sending you letters.
Letters, yes.
And these letters were sent to the railroad station?
Well, I received from my letters, and I answered letters, but finally I didn't answer anymore because I didn't intend to go there. So she sent a letter to the office from my job, looking for me. So.
Okay. Okay. So that story. What made you decide you didn't want to get involved? Is essentially
not involved. I couldn't go there. If I could go, and it would be, it was not normal time. It was still war on. So, and I didn't want to leave the place where I had all the Polish organization, which were there, I would be a single, I didn't know what would happen.
But in that small village, that
railroad-based
village, there were therefore a lot of people that were from Poland?
Yes, because they all came out from the gulags.
Okay.
That's why.
Okay. Okay. So when you decided no longer to answer her and she sent a letter to...
Well,
what happened? You explained that you were not interested?
No, not I'm not interested. I didn't know what to...
What to answer.
What to answer and what to do. Just go in a place where I'm going to be the only person from Poland or the only Jew. They didn't know about Jewish people there. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so that ended the story.
Yes.
Okay. Now, could you tell me a little bit about, between that story and the trip to Arkhangelsk, was there a long period or not?
I don't know, not too long.
Okay.
Months, maybe, two, three.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about the story of the trip.
Going for a trip to Arkhangelsk.
First, what was the motivation? When did when you were ordered to go to...
Sure, nothing was without order.
Mm-hmm.
There were about 30 or 35 people came from Uzbekistan, Uzbeks, and they wanted to send them back to Arkhangelsk because they came from Arkhangelsk. So I was, how do you say that?
Accompagnateur.
Yes. And
the group was about 30 people?
But between 30 and 35, all dressed in those house robes, they call it.
And they were Azerbaijani? No,
Uzbek.
Uzbek.
Uzbeks. They couldn't speak any Russian.
They didn't speak at all Russian?
There was one Russian guy between them. One. But he couldn't talk to them like I could.
Okay. And they were essentially workers requisitioned to go to Arkhangelsk, and well, that happened.
In the Soviet Union, they never asked your professional, your trade.
Mm-hmm.
They need 1,000 workers, they count 1,000 people. What your profession is, they're not interested.
Mm-hmm.
They give you a shovel and work.
Okay.
And they didn't know nothing what to do, or a shovel, or a pen. They were not normal people to work. Maybe in their land, in their field, they could work whatever mm-hmm. the Uzbeks did in the cotton fields.
They never tried to escape or return.
No, they couldn't. They didn't. They would know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
You tell them to sit, he was sitting in the same spot for days.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay.
They couldn't escape. They didn't know where they are. They didn't know where they are.
Now, okay, but when you when you did go back on the train to Arkhangelsk with them, this was comfortable wagons or was it cattle?
Regular train.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all the passengers, regular Russian people. But in one city, I don't remember this name, on the road, they took us down because people saw that they're dirty and that they saw just louse crawling mm-hmm. from them. And they complained to the conductor and they all put them down, including myself, and they put. We went to a bathhouse
mm-hmm.
to bathe them and disinfection them, and we stayed there a few days till the next train.
Mm-hmm.
And they were sleeping in the bathhouse.
Do you remember the name of that town where you stopped?
I don't remember. Pirov or Vologda, someplace. I'm going to look in the map.
Mm-hmm.
Going from Kotla to Arkhangelsk, I'll find it.
Okay. Okay. And you stayed a couple of days. Until the next train. Okay. Then you arrived in Arkhangelsk.
Yeah, you want to know that I was arrested there?
Yeah, but that's on the way back.
No.
It's going on the way
there,
going to Arkhangelsk?
Yeah, going there.
Okay, so when where were you?
When we were stopped, they took us off from the train.
Uh-huh.
They were in the bathhouse. I had the time to go around in town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I thought that that's the town from where she comes.
Thinking that it was the place where Valentina lived?
Yeah.
So
I was asking the address. I had an address and nobody knew. So I made the mistake that this was not the town, probably. But soon I was picked up by KGB, taking this to the station, police station,
mm-hmm.
and they investigate me, who I am, what I'm doing here, who I'm looking for, all those stories. And I was not arrested, but
under suspicion.
Interrogated?
Interrogated.
Interrogated for a few hours. And they called my main office in Kotlas, if such a name, such a person exists, because all the papers I had, they didn't believe me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was released, nothing happened.
Okay.
And then we continued the trip to Arkhangelsk, and I accomplished what had to be done.
Mm-hmm. And what was the major, when you arrived in Arkhangelsk, you knew where to go to?
Yes, to the that institute ALTI, they called it, Institute, ALTI Institute.
ALTI Institute?
ALTI.
Okay. And what kind of institute was it?
I told you, technical, ALTI, Arkhangelsky, les means wood.
Okay.
Forest.
So forestry, forestry institute. Okay. So that this is where these people, the group that you were
supposed
to...
They sent to us, and now we sent them back to them. They didn't want to accept them. So I went to the secretary of the party there, also like a city hall, but very big and nice.
Okay. Is it city hall or was it headquarters?
No, party headquarters, you could say.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a city hall. They call it in Russian Gorsovet.
Mm-hmm.
It means the city, the government of the city.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Go ahead. So they didn't want to accept them, but you didn't want to...
I couldn't. I didn't know what to do with them, so I went to the Gorsovet,
mm-hmm.
and I went through the main secretary officer, showed them the papers, explained them everything, that that's people not to work in the railroad station, whatever, and they sent to us... I don't know the reason, but they sent them back with me. What should I do with them? So he gave me a paper, an order, that that organization here in Arkhangelsk has to take him.
Mm-hmm. And he was what? Was it a commissar or was...
Like a commissar, you could say mm-hmm. commissar, yeah. I call him secretary from the party, you know. Commissar is good.
Okay. And you went back with them to the institute and they were accepted.
Oh, they were there anyway. I left them
okay.
there. Yeah, I left them there. I couldn't carry them around in the city.
Okay.
Yeah. They didn't bother nobody. Nobody bothered them. Mm-hmm. They were sitting there waiting for me to bring them the bread.
Okay. Okay, so once you were freed up from that...
I brought that paper. They had to receive him, and they sent him back to Kazakhstan or Uzbekistan.
Oh, immediately, or they worked still there for...
I don't know nothing what happened.
Okay.
I got a signature, they received him, goodbye, Charlie, and I went to the opera of Boris Godunov,
okay.
and that's it.
Okay. So tell me the story about that opera.
Well, when I was there sitting with the secretary of the party, I asked him if... I told him that I cannot get a ticket to Boris Godunov. And he called somebody. My way out, I had a ticket.
Okay.
So I went to see it, and I'll never forget. You ever heard that opera?
Yeah, I have to.
Where?
I have it at home. I have it at home.
Oh, you have it? Oh, my God. Where? Made in England, America?
This is a Russian version. It's beautiful.
Made in Russia or Russian version here made?
I don't know where it was made, but it's sang in Russian.
Russian, okay. If it's sang in Russian, it must be good.
It's
original, like.
It's with Boris Christoph. No, not Boris Christoph. Yeah, I think Boris Christoph. Singing the voice of Boris Godunov.
All right, so you have it.
I'll
a tape or a record?
It's record.
Mm-hmm. Make a tape.
I'll make you a tape.
Yeah, I'll sit and remind myself.
Sure. Go ahead.